Chapter 41, Doing Something Nice. Want to feel better instantly? Do something nice for someone else. It does not have to be big or dramatic. Hold a door. Pay a compliment. Let someone into your lane in traffic. Buy a coffee for the person behind you. Send a text that simply says, thinking about you. Small kindnesses ripple out in ways you may never see. And the bonus, they lift you as much as they lift the other person. Generosity is a happiness multiplier. If you want to stop feeling sorry for yourself, take a visit to the children's ward at your local hospital, and you will quickly realize you ain't got no real problems. We've all heard the expression, pay it forward, especially after the movie was released in October 2000. Nothing is more satisfying to our inner joy than doing something nice for someone else. This feeling is even more intense when the something you do is totally unexpected by the receiver of your kindness. Even better, your joy is often enhanced when your act of kindness happens anonymously. No credit from others is required for you to feel the glow from just being nice. Kindness, by the way, is a characteristic of the happier group 2 people. The power of simple kindness. Your kindness does not have to involve money. It can be as simple as a sincere smile, holding a door open, giving a genuine compliment, sending a short encouraging message, listening to someone who needs to talk. These things seem small, but they are not small to the people who receive them. And they are certainly not small to how you feel inside. Want to be happier? More often? Be nice to other people, especially to people you do not know, and whenever it is totally unexpected. A restaurant, 3 ladies, and a lesson for my grandkids. Here is one of my favorite real-life pay it forward stories. I often dine out, and sometimes I see an opportunity to pick up the bill for someone else in the restaurant. It is usually someone I sense is having a special occasion, or it looks like dining out is something they only do once in a while. Typically, it might be a young family in their late teens, maybe with a baby in a stroller, or a group of young people celebrating a birthday. If I see them counting their change to make sure they have enough to pay the bill, that is a pretty good clue I have an opportunity to pay it forward. On one occasion, I was with my family at a Chinese buffet. My 2 grandchildren were in their early teens. When we finished eating, I headed to the restroom while the others waited in the reception area. When I rejoined them, my grandchildren pointed out 3 ladies sitting on a bench in the lounge. From their ages, they appeared to be 3 generations, a grandmother, her daughter, and her granddaughter. The daughter was in tears. My grandchildren told me that while I was gone, the restaurant owner had called the police on the 3 ladies because the credit card they used would not accept the charges for their meal. It turned out the grandmother had received the card in the mail, had no real understanding of what it involved, had not properly authorized it, and as a consequence, it was now a useless piece of plastic. In her excitement about receiving the card, she decided to treat her daughter and granddaughter to a dinner out at a nice Chinese buffet, just like we were doing. Now they were embarrassed, afraid, and stuck. Perfect scenario to pay it forward. I went to the owner at the reception desk and asked about the problem. His explanation was, "This happens all of the time." I was puzzled as to how calling the police would resolve anything, so I asked how much the unpaid bill was. It was trivial, so I paid the bill and at the same time resolved the conflict. The owner was surprised but took my money. The 3 ladies, especially the grandmother and her daughter, started crying even more, only now from relief and gratitude. My grandchildren had a huh look on their faces. The whole incident took only a minute or two, and then we left to go to the car. Here is the best part. First, I felt like $1 million. My grandchildren, curious and slightly confused, asked me why I would do such a thing. So I asked them a question instead. Who do you think got the bigger bang of joy from my little act of kindness, them or me? Of course, they thought it was the 3 ladies in trouble. But no, it was not. I explained the joy I was feeling at that very moment and how I was actually the biggest winner. They saw the huge grin on my face and knew I was being sincere. They watched, in real time, how simply being nice can fill you with happiness. The greatest part of this story did not end that day. Some years later, my grandson, now in his early 20s, had his own opportunity to be nice in a similar way. He paid someone else's bill. Within seconds, he felt the same rush of joy that comes from doing something kind and unexpected for someone else. He could not wait to call and tell me what he had done and how great it made him feel. That is the ripple effect of kindness. It does not just help the receiver. It models something powerful for everyone watching. A lost ticket, $100, and first class. Here's another story where I greatly benefited from a simple act of kindness. I tell it not to brag, although there is a little of that in the story, but because it beautifully illustrates the law of reciprocity, getting back what you give out, and the golden rule. I was in Las Vegas for a convention, back in the days when cell phones were not common. I needed to call my office before my flight, so I headed to a small bank of public phones near our gate. There were long lines on each phone. I chose the shortest line and waited patiently. I noticed a young girl, maybe 15 years old, using the phone in front of me. She was crying her eyes out. From what I overheard, she was explaining to her dad that she had lost her ticket home. She had no money, and the airline was not sympathetic. That familiar pay-it-forward feeling tapped me on the shoulder. When she paused in her conversation, I gently interrupted and asked, "What is the cost of the connecting ticket home?" It turned out to be only $75. I took a $100 bill from my wallet and my business card, handed them to her, and said that when she got home, her dad could send me a check if he wished. She was ecstatic and clearly relieved. She told her dad the problem was solved, and they ended the call. After many thank yous, she went on her way. I was feeling pretty good, glowing in the moment from the small act of kindness. But again, the story got even better. As I stepped up to use the now vacant phone, a flight attendant tapped me on the shoulder. He told me how moved she was by what she had just seen and asked what flight I was on. It turned out she was working that same flight. She asked to see my ticket. When I handed it to her, she said, "If I have ever seen a reason to upgrade someone to first class, this is it." I did not think my act of generosity was such a big deal. I was just hoping the young lady's dad would do the honorable thing and send my $100 back. The flight attendant did not agree with my modest view. She walked off with my ticket to arrange the upgrade. I finished my call and went back to my wife at the gate, excited to tell her what had happened, and that we might, just might, be flying first class, something we absolutely could not afford in those days. I could see the flight attendant at the counter working with the gate agent and was hoping there would be room in first class. Then, much to my surprise, the young lady I had helped walked back over to me with a huge smile on her face. She told me her original connecting ticket had been stapled to the ticket stub from her first leg of the journey. She had found it and no longer needed my $100. She handed it back to me with another round of thanks. My first thought was, well, there goes the first class upgrade. The deal is off. I went over to tell the flight attendant what had happened and that she did not need to go through with the upgrade now that I had my money back. Her response was, "Like hell, the deal is off." Then she added, "You did not know you were going to get your money back. You helped her anyway. The deal stands. And by the way, here are your tickets for your first class seats."
Wow.
How cool was that? It got even better. When the flight attendant told the rest of the crew what had happened, my wife and I were treated like royalty for the entire trip home. That is the law of reciprocity in action. You give, and often, in ways you do not expect and cannot predict, you receive. Why kindness feels so good. I may have indulged myself a little with these stories, but I am smiling again just remembering what happened. There is a reason kindness feels so good. It takes your focus off your own problems. It reminds you that you have something to give. It shows you that you can make a difference, even in a small way. It strengthens your confidence in your own goodness. Kindness is one of the fastest ways to shift your emotional state from helplessness to empowerment, from sadness to gratitude, from isolation to connection. If you want proof that your life matters, do something kind for someone else and watch what happens inside you. Everyday ways to pay it forward. You do not need to wait for big dramatic moments. You can build a lifestyle of kindness with simple habits. Compliment someone's smile, effort, or attitude. Let someone go ahead of you in line. Write a thank you note to a teacher, nurse, or coworker. Leave a larger tip than usual when someone clearly gave their best. Check in on a neighbor who lives alone. Help someone carry bags or navigate the door. Donate something useful, not just what you want to get rid of. None of these will make the evening news, but they will make a difference to the people you touch. And they will absolutely make a difference to you. The real secret, here is the real secret to doing something nice. You might think the biggest benefit goes to the person you help, the stranger in the restaurant, the young girl at the airport, the neighbor, or the friend. But most of the time, the person who benefits most is you. You get the joy. You get the warmth. You get the inner smile that says, "I like the person I am becoming." Want to be happy? Then be nice to other people, especially to those you do not know and whenever it is totally unexpected. It works every time. And more importantly, you will feel great. Reflection exercise. Practice a small act of kindness. Think of one simple act of kindness you can do in the next 24 hours for a stranger, a friend, or a family member. Do it without expecting anything in return, and, if possible, without needing any recognition. Afterward, pause and notice how you feel inside. Repeat often. Kindness is one of the most reliable shortcuts to happiness you will ever find.